In this bulletin, restrictions to ease in Melbourne as Victoria registers no new COVID-19 cases or deaths. Concerns over reports Australian women have undergone an invasive search in Qatar. And in the AFL, St Kilda lodges a contract offer without going Adelaide midfielder Brad Crouch ahead of the free agency period. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews has announced an easing of Melbourne's COVID-19 restrictions as the state records no new cases or deaths in the past 24 hours.
From 11:59pm, Tuesday the 27th of October, all retail will open. Restaurants, hotels, cafes and bars, they will reopen as well. Indoor, there will be a maximum of 20 people seated with 10 people per space. Outdoor, a maximum of 50 people with one person per 2 square metres. Beauty, personal services and tattooing, provided you can wear a mask, will reopen.
New South Wales has recorded one locally acquired coronavirus case linked to a previously reported infection. The existing case is linked to the Oran Park cluster, which has a total of 23 infections. Three returned travellers have also tested positive for COVID-19. Tasmania has opened its borders to most of mainland Australia, with the first flight arriving under relaxed quarantine restrictions. Hobart Airport Chief Executive Matt Cocker says the three planes that arrived were virtually booked out.
We will see a ramp up as we move towards summer, and of course we're still interested in seeing Sydney and Melbourne operating cleanly. And when they do open up, we'll of course have significant numbers returning to the state.
Premier Peter Gutwin is expected to make an announcement about quarantine-free travel to and from New South Wales later this week. The Australian government is demanding answers from Qatari authorities after female travellers were subjected to invasive physical and reportedly non-consensual searches at a Doha airport. Women on board a flight bound for Sydney, including 13 Australians, were forced to undergo internal examinations earlier this month after a premature baby was found abandoned in a bathroom at Hamad International Airport. The federal government says the searches went far beyond circumstances in which the women could give free and informed consent. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says she's expecting a report from the Qatari authorities on the incident within the week, which has also been referred to the Australian Federal Police.
This is a grossly disturbing, offensive, concerning set of events. It is not something I have ever heard of occurring in my life, in any context. We have made our views very clear to the Qatari authorities on this matter.
Friends and colleagues of imprisoned Australian citizen Kylie Moore-Gilbert say they fear the worst after the academic was reportedly moved from a notorious Iranian prison to an unknown location. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says the government is seeking further information on reports that she's been moved, spurring further concern among her friends and colleagues. 14 men have been charged following one of the largest cannabis seizures in Australian history. Police raids of properties last week on the New South Wales mid-north coast turned up more than 13,000 cannabis plants with a street value of more than $40 million. Four of the men arrested were in Australia unlawfully, while eight others were on temporary visas. Police Minister David Elliott says the matter has been referred to the Department of Home Affairs.
People that abuse the hospitality of the people of Australia by coming over as students or coming over as short-term workers and then get involved in the drug trade are the lowest of the lows as far as I'm concerned. And I'm horrified that they've been able to abuse our hospitality coming over to do something that they just clearly had no intention of doing and instead getting involved in the drug trade.
And in the AFL, St Kilda has lodged a contract offer without going Adelaide midfielder Brad Crouch ahead of the free agency period. Restricted free agent Crouch last week nominated the Saints as his preferred destination. Well, now the weather for tomorrow. Perth partly cloudy and 24. Adelaide similar and 20. Melbourne a possible afternoon shower, 17. Hobart, a shower or two, 15. Canberra, possible shower, 16. Wollongong, much the same, 18. Sydney, partly cloudy, 20. Newcastle, much the same, 21. Brisbane, showers with a storm likely in 26. Cairns, partly cloudy, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two with a storm likely and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.